Welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita. Discover your way home. You know, one thing that is constant in life is there will always be change. And changes could be buying or selling a home, the loss of a loved one, marriage, divorce, it goes on. But when you find yourself on a new path, whether planned or unexpected, what you know is home is shaken or shattered. So this is clear. How you process a change will impact the trajectory of your life. Moving Forward for Life with Rosita starts now. Hi, and welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. I'm Rosita, your host and founder of Moving Forward for Life. I have spent many painful years detached from my identity, what I call home, the core of who God made me to be. I finally woke up and went on my healing journey. And now I partner with women to help them determine what they need to come home, and home being the core of who they were made to be. The focus of my shows are topics related to self-discovery, all with the goal to help you find your purpose, get unstuck, and move forward in a life you desire. Today, I have the privilege of having my guest, Dr. Karen Lomax. Welcome, Dr. Karen.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thanks for being here. Let me tell you about this woman. She's a mom, an author, a founder and president of Karen Lomax Ministries, as well as Kairos Editing and Publishing. Not only that, she's a bishop, army chaplain, and master coach. Her motto is just do the work. She is considered a change agent in the field of life coaching, mentoring, and Christian counseling. Wow. When do you sleep?
What is that?
Thank you again. I'm so motivated for us to talk about this topic of four steps to discover your identity, because it is the starting point, the foundation of who we are, right?
Yes.
So yes, it today, is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, yes, it is.
So today we're going to define what identity means, what the importance of having and knowing your identity, and then the four steps to discover your personal identity, because everybody's different. We are like fingerprints, right? We're all uniquely fashioned. So Dr. Karen, let's go ahead and start with the definition of identity.
Oh, at its basic core, in layman's terms, so you don't have to go get a lexicon, identity is who you are and what you have been created to do. At its core, that's just the basis of what identity is.
And, you know, to me, it's like when we are created in the womb, we are babies. That's the core of who we are, right? Our personalities yes. are already beginning to develop. And what happens to me is that we lose the core of who we are, because then life happens, right? Childhood trauma, this trauma, that trauma, this break, this divorce. And so it gets so piled up, we cannot reach who we are at the core. So that's why it's important to find out how to get there. Let's find our path back, right, doctor?
Right.
So I want to make clear that identity is, like Dr. Karen said, the core. It is not what you have accomplished. It's not what's sitting in your driveway or what you're living in. It is discovering who you are. What do you want for yourself? What do you want in life? What makes you tick? It's also personalities like kindness and being honest and accurate. And, you know, your values and principles that you stand on, these are your foundations. And these will change and grow as we mature, as we go through stuff in life. Life just changes us, right?
Yes.
So now that we got that down, Dr. Karen, why do you feel like it's important to know our identity?
Oh my gosh, it's so important for you to know who you are and what you've been called to do, because otherwise you will, like we were talking about at the beginning, you will be stuck where you are and it'll keep you stuck. But it's so important because sometimes you will feel like, why am I here? And your identity answers that question. It lets you know why you're here. It gives you that purpose in life. It tells you exactly what it is that you have been planted on this big ball that we call Earth to do. Planted. This is what you've been planted to do. This is what you've been created and groomed by our Heavenly Father to do. And so it's so important, because if you don't know who you are at the core of who you are, it's so easy for you to lose yourself inside of things, inside of people, inside of fame, inside of all those things, even some of the good things, that even success, you can easily lose who you are inside of those things. So that's why it's so important for you to know your identity.
Exactly. And whether we connect with our identity or not, that is what influences our choices. And some of those choices, if you're not aware of who you are, they can be end up being self-inflicted wounds, right? Yes. Because you could choose the wrong mate. You could choose the wrong job. I mean, it goes on and on. So you have an identity, period. We all have an identity. So, Doctor, to me, it's a matter of, are we going to find out what our identity is? Are we going to just fall back on what we've always known or what we've always done in that identity, which could be unhealthy?
Yes, very. Because if you don't figure it out, then your environment and your experiences begins to shape an identity for you. And that's when you get lost. And then you'll find yourself moving according to that, acting according to that, behaving according to that, and not of who you are at your core.
So I think it'd be helpful for our audience if we give a little bit of a short example, our own experience, because I know for me, I chose from that place, and let's call it the U platform, right? Because this is our foundation, this is our platform, but when we don't know what our identity is, it could steer us the wrong way. So do you have an example of your own where you can kind of say, okay, before I knew my identity, this is choices I was making, and then afterwards, this is where I stand?
Yes. And as you say, you know, when it comes to, especially in relationships, because as women, that's where we tend to lose ourselves, is inside of relationships. And so I was married for 15 and a half years, you know, same guy, guys, 15 and a half years, knew him for 20 years and 15 and a half years. And for 15 and a half years, it was all about him. The things that he wanted to do, the things that he wanted, you know, and as a wife, I was fine with doing that. I even got out of the military because we were dual military families. He's Marine Corps. I was Army. So I got out to be a wife and a mom to follow him and to support his career. But inside of that, I had lost myself. And then the moment I began to say, I want some things for me, then there came conflict, big time conflict, then big time competition, which should not be in a relationship, but there it was. And as I began to you know, rise above, not trying to leave him behind or leave him out of who I am and who I was, but it just wasn't up to his, it wasn't his idea of this is the way things should go. It should have been him. And I should have just been the wife supporting him. I should not have, you know, been trying to discover myself. And when I did discover myself, and it was just, I took off like a rocket, but trauma came from it. So people need to understand that when it hasn't been about you for a long time, and all of a sudden you was like, hey, I need to know who I am inside of this. But the moment you start to do it, and the conflict comes, there can be some trauma in there. And there was trauma with mine, because the divorce and the breakup, it just wasn't like normal. It wasn't normal. It had to just be this extra on top of layer. And, you know, and everything was aimed at who I was. Everything was aimed at, oh, you think you're this because now you have this degree, or you think you're that because now you're doing this. And so when you don't know who you are, and you get into relationships like that and they turn toxic, it's hard trying to dig your way out of all of the stuff that they said you're supposed to be, including society that says that you're supposed to be. It's hard digging your way out from under all of that to find you, to stand on solid ground and say, this is me. This is who I was the entire time, but I didn't know it because I was so buried inside of somebody else's stuff.
Yeah, that's a great example of how our identity changes. So not knowing your identity, because same thing happened to me. I was in a 20-year marriage and thought this was it for the rest of my life. Death do us part by natural causes.
Right. Exactly.
But same thing happened to me. I didn't know who I was. I had no idea. And as I started understanding, the marriage is a partnership. It's a partnership. You come together. You are interdependent, not dependent on that person. And so if it's been this way for 20 years and I start to shift because I understand who I am, it's going to cause the trauma. It's going to cause the trauma. So at that point, to me, I had to choose me because I know that God had a bigger purpose for me.
Yes.
And did all that I could to make this work, make this marriage work. But you have to choose at some point when you understand who you are, you've got to live your life, your purpose. And hopefully the partner, your partner could come along with you. But in my case, it didn't work either. And, you know, no hard feelings or anything. It's just that I am now on a trajectory that, you know, some people are in our lives for a reason and for a season. Yes.
Right.
We just have to, you know, pick up our heart and keep moving forward. But that those are great examples of as you mature.
Yes. As you mature, because I tell people that when people come into your life, you're going to either be a resource for them or a resort for them.
That's good.
You'll either be a place for them to stay and relax and, you know, or you're going to be a place where they can come get information and get help and then gone. Mm-hmm. So you got to know which one you are. Are you a resort for people or are you a resource for people?
And when you know who you are, you can identify that.
Yes.
And stop all the self-inflicted wounds. Because honestly, aren't we tired of it by now? I was tired of being tired dealing with the same stuff, but it was all my choice.
Right. And that's part of your identity, is taking personal responsibility for your choices.
So important. You can't stay in Victimville forever.
Oh, no.
Though I tried for decades. I was president for several decades.
I tried. I was happy. I was happily unhappy.
So let's get into the four steps to discover our identity. So what one do you have?
All right. Number one, I always, because, you know, I'm a life coach and I'm a Christian. Number one is be yourself, your authentic self, your true self. Do not conform and contort yourself to what other people say you should be. Don't do that. You have to be yourself. Sometimes being yourself will say, you know, it may not be popular. You may not be popular being yourself, but you're not called to be popular. You're here for a purpose, not popularity. And so being yourself is number one. I always list that one as number one because you can't do anything else if you don't know who you are. For real, as I say. So be yourself, be yourself. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. It doesn't matter what anybody else says about you. You are unique. And when you realize how unique you are, there's not another person like you. So if you find yourself starting to look like somebody else, sound like somebody else, move like somebody else, you have lost your true identity. Be yourself. That's number one. That's my biggest thing.
Can I interject there for a second? So, because that is all over, right? Just be yourself. But I couldn't grasp that. So for me, I had to figure out, I had to sit down and make a list. What are my values? What are my beliefs? What are my strengths? What do I naturally do that, you know, comes easy to me and I excel in? But you also have to write down your weaknesses. What do you need to improve on?
Yes. And that was number two.
Oh, sorry.
That was number two. No, you were on it. That was number two, is knowing your strengths and your weaknesses and be able to own it. Mm. Be able to identify it and own it and be okay. You are you and you are enough, flaws and all. You're human, but you have to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm not very strong in this area in my life and I could use some help. Or this is where I thrive and I need to do what I need to do to stay here and thrive on this side. But you have to know your strengths and your weaknesses with inside of being who you are and accepting it. When I say own it, that means accept it.
Yeah. And that takes a lot of humility.
Yes. You have to bring yourself all the way down off of your own pedestal and sit with yourself and your stuff and say, okay, this is where I'm lacking in some areas and this is where I'm pretty good, you know, because they both work together to build up your identity. You can't have you can't be who you are and have a true identity if you don't have some strength and some weaknesses.
And know what they are.
Yeah.
I like what you keep saying, that accept who you are. And I think that is number one, because when we have to gracefully accept who we are without judgment. I mean, we are each a masterpiece. We're uniquely fashioned. We're one of a kind. Like, nobody else has our voice. Nobody else has the curves that we have, our tone. You know, we are unique. So when you think about that, you know, it's time to take yourself off of the bargain rack.
Yes.
Get behind the glass. Be like, you know, one of a kind piece of art. Think of yourself like that. When you think of yourself as a one of a kind piece of art, your stride changes. Your confidence starts to come in, but you can't get there till you do what Dr. Karen says. Just do the work, she says.
Do the work. And it is work. Finding out who you are is work. Yeah. It's work. And that's why some people don't do it, because it is work. You have to do this. Another one is get rid of all of the negative self-beliefs that you have about yourself. And talk to yourself like somebody you love and somebody that you like and somebody you care about. You talk to yourself that way. Get rid of all of this negative self-talk and the negative beliefs that you have taken in from what people have said, that you're no good at this and you're no good at that. And, you know, or you just like your dad or your mom, and it wasn't a good thing when they said it. So get rid of all this negative thinking. Stop taking it in and don't own that. That's the stuff that you want to push out and evict from your life. You don't want to own that. It's like, no, you can take that back. I don't need that here. So it's the negative self-beliefs. Get rid of that.
Yes. I was reading a study. It's from a university that did the study, but they found out that we have 70,000 thoughts per day. Of those 70,000, I think like 80% of them are negative.
Wow.
We have enough work to do in just replacing the thoughts, doing the thoughts, right? At the, oh God, your hair looks jacked up today. Yeah, but I got great cheekbones. I mean, you know, I am wonderfully made. Yes. I am here for a purpose. That you're the only one who can transform those negative thoughts.
Yes. And you capture those. I mean, even the Bible tells us to capture them immediately. But as always with anything, if you take something away, you got to put something in its place. So if you're going to get rid of the negative, then you got to fill it up with the positive. And it's the same thing. Sit down. And this is where the work comes in. It's sitting down as many negative things that you find about yourself, list that many or more positive things about yourself. That's where the work, because people find it hard to find positive things about themselves, but it's so easy to find those negatives. So that's where your work is going to come in when it comes to find out your identity and who you are, is the good things about you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just got to put on the armor. 70,000 thoughts, 80% are negative. So it's going to be a battle, but you are worth it.
Yes, you are.
We are living testimonies that it can be done.
It can be done. And trust me, you'll live through it. We're here. It can be done. Now, I don't know. You may get some, as we say, self-inflicted, some self-inflicted pain from it, because you're going to be like, oh, girl, I didn't know that you thought that way about yourself. And because when people start to actually get it out of here and they put it on paper and they see it, that's when a lot of the change happens. And they're like, I can't believe I thought about myself like this. This is what I say to myself.
But you got
it makes a change. It really, really does.
Yeah, you got to get real with it. Oh my gosh, we're already up to our time. I think we got about 5 minutes left.
Okay, so the last one is find your purpose. Find your purpose, your identity. Find your purpose. Once you find your purpose, being who you are, get rid of the negative self-thoughts and know your strengths and weaknesses. Boom, there's your identity.
Boom, I like that. Boom, let it happen. And the biggest thing is have grace for yourself.
Yes, please be gentle with yourself when you are discovering who you are. You've gotten beaten up by the world and by yourself enough. So be gentle with yourself. You deserve to be gentle with yourself.
Yes, yes, it's so important. We have fed ourselves from childhood, from whoever tells us what, and we shake, because our foundation is not solid. So when you find your identity, you can stand on that solid foundation.
Yes. Those are your building pieces. Yeah. That's your building material as you build this new foundation, and it'll be solid.
It'll be solid. And you won't, nothing, whatever somebody says, you just go, oh, okay. Thank you.
That's it. It won't bother you anymore. When you find out who you are, you do not care what anybody else says. You'd be like, okay, that's your opinion. Everybody has them, but I know who I am.
Right. And truly, because people throw that out there, right?
Yeah.
Throw that out there. The next thing you know, they got upset about this, but they're not coming to talk to you. When you stand in your own awesomeness, you can even have a conversation and say, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that this bothered you. This is what I meant by it.
Right.
And if they don't receive it, it's okay.
It's okay.
You did your part.
You did your part. And stop apologizing for things you've already apologized for.
Oh, and don't be unapologetic about who you are.
About who you are. About who you are. About who you are.
Oh,
and
my God.
You won't be sitting around waiting for apologies that are not coming either. So
the energy that we have wasted for so many years. I could just speak for myself when I look back. What was I thinking?
Wasting time.
Yeah.
Wasting time, waiting for an apology, waiting for somebody to acknowledge their wrong in your life. It's just like, it's not coming. So let me move on.
It's not coming.
It's just not coming.
That bus has taken off. There's no need to be waiting. Oh, man, we could go on and on. Thank you so much for spending time with me and sharing your wisdom. Please tell the people how they can get in contact with you, what you got going on. We got about 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes. All right. How they can get in contact with me, just look for Dr. Karen D. Lomax on all social media platforms, or just Google me. You can find me on Google. What I have going on right now, I have writing courses going on, and I'm in the middle of two more books that are going to be done by the end of this month. Another marketing book and part two to my life, to my memoir. It's coming out, part two.
Oh,
yes. And you can always find me on Amazon at Karen D. Lomax as well.
Yeah, and she just recently had a writing class, but now it's all closed up because so many people wanted to join it.
So many people wanted to join it, and we actually start tonight.
Yes.
We start tonight.
When's your next one?
The next one will be in May. I don't have the dates, but it will be in May. So I will make sure that you get those dates and you can let your audience know.
Yes. Okay. Well, I hope this podcast helped you to give you hope to move forward, tips on being intentional and living a life you desire. Now, I want to leave you guys with this quote. Most people spend their lives attempting to be somebody they aren't, but the real power comes from accepting the truth of who you are and running with it to the very best of your ability. From Kane Ramsey. Thank you so much. My website is movingforwardforlife.com. There are freebies on there, podcasts, life coaching specials, life product. I mean, let's just connect. We'll see you next time, Dr. Karen. Thank you so much. You're so amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. Through my own personal healing journey, I've come out stronger and braver. I know firsthand how hard, how lonely, and heartbreaking it is to continually live in pain. As we work together, you will discover the good, the bad, and the not so pretty parts of yourself so you can uncover the fabulous in you. Discover what you need to come home, whether that's a physical home or the home in you. Join me every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.